Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Modern rock and roll, bringing us back one of his classics, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Doug Stevens is here. His new book is called Resurrecting Retail, The Future of Business in a Post-Pandemic World. He's one of the top retail experts on the planet. Doug, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on your new book. So in the previous segment, you gave us a great report on kind of the definition of retail, where we've come from. Everybody living today knows that retail has been digitized. But I wonder, when people, let's say that they're in their 50s, when you say retail to them, they're going to think about a shop that they know downtown. But if you ask them, do you think Amazon is retail? I don't think that they'll think it is. What do you think?
I would take almost the opposite view, Jim. To be very honest, I think that people do think of Amazon as a retailer. I think that we know that 70% of the time when consumers need something today, their first stop is not their local store or their shopping center. It's the mm-hmm. Amazon search bar. Mm-hmm. So I think certainly we think of Amazon as a retailer, and I think that is really the crux of the problem. Amazon is on a very superficial level only a retailer, but right. At its core, it's really a data company. It's a mm-hmm. technology company. It's an innovation engine. And it's certainly a company that is going to be ranging into categories that were unimaginable only yep. a few years ago.
Well, I'm one of the biggest Amazon detractors on the planet, by the way. I think Amazon is dangerous. And they've done harm to me by their practices in my business. I know they help some people, but you're playing with it. When you do business with them, you're not in control. You're not in charge. And so I do worry about that. And that's where I think that calling Amazon a retailer, as you say, is not accurate. They're a data company. But in terms [S2] Yeah. [S1] Of the future of retail. When we're coming out of this pandemic, retail really got hurt, at least Main Street retail. This is what upsets me the most, Doug, is small business retail really got hurt while the online retailers, especially Amazon, flourished. What do you think?
Yeah, there's no question. Online retailers were perfectly positioned for this. I mean, if you were going to sit down and try and invent a crisis that would play into the hands of online retailers like Amazon and others, it would have been this crisis. But I will say as well, it's been a bit of a double-edged sword for Amazon because while Amazon has certainly benefited from a sales and profit standpoint, they have also now had to stand back and watch as the rest of the retail community now caught up. Millions of retailers now have had to very quickly put together an online strategy,
right.
Develop the capabilities to sell online, develop logistics so they could ship their products to customers, and Amazon has had to watch the industry catch up to it. So this is going to now take Amazon into the next evolution, the next revolution, I should say, of its evolution, where it is now going to start looking at categories outside of the things we would normally consider retail, things like insurance, banking, education, healthcare,
cryptocurrency,
which they are already moving into
right.
in a very concerted fashion. So Amazon is going to move from becoming, this sort of retailer, quote unquote, in our lives to becoming almost a utility company that
they
looks
are.
After
yep.
most of the needs that we and our family have.
And don't forget, they control a large chunk of the cloud.
And, they do indeed.
And see, this is where they're different from Sears. This is where they're different from Walmart. This is where companies like Google and Apple and Facebook are different from GM and U.S. Steel and even IBM in those days. Even IBM now. They're different, and that's the reason why I don't think, you know, retail is not a term that I would apply to these companies, especially Amazon. So in terms of where you see retail over the next 5 years, what do you see?
So I think that we as a society now have pretty much crossed over the digital threshold. So I see a greater and greater proportion of our spending, especially routine replenishment spending. So the things we're buying on a daily, weekly basis, right, in a pretty routine fashion.
What we need.
Lot of that is going to – pardon me?
What we need, the things we need.
Yeah, the things we need on a daily basis, I think those things are going to move over to subscription formats.
Mm-hmm.
So a greater proportion of our daily spending is going to move over to just auto-replenishment.
Right.
But here's the real debate, Jim, and the thing that seems to preoccupy the industry is this battle between physical and digital retail. And, you know, we've heard a lot of people say, you know, as more and more retail moves online, will we have any need for stores? What's the purpose of a store? What's really happening in the market, and it's something that I've been tracking for at least the last 10 years.
Doug, let me stop you because I want you to hit that when we come back after the break. I don't want you – that's an awesome point that I want you to be able to have a full thought on without a break. I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's retailprofit.com. That's retail, P-R-O-P-H-E-T.com.
Retailprofit.com, Resurrecting Retail. That's his new book. Doug Stevens and I will be right back. It's Tintail. I was a
dandy. Yeah, Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.